Pastor Greg here. Had somebody ask me, how do you respond to these pro-choice people when these women especially say, my body, my choice? And you have people say that these pro-choicers think it's something profound, like they just shut down the argument. It's ridiculous. The answer is simple. That baby in your body is not your body. It's a baby. It's not your body. The old saying, for years, pro-lifers said, it's a baby, not a choice. That's true. But in response to this statement, my body, my choice, it's not your body. And that is a fact. Now, of course, as Christians, we start with the scripture. The Bible tells us to be ready to give an answer to every man for the hope that is in us. But we're also told in 1 Timothy 6:20 to avoid oppositions of science falsely so-called. And that's what this is just another example of fake science from liberals. Just like all their genders when the Bible says male and female only. Science says male and female only. The climate change, globalist warming, and all that pseudoscience involved with that. Liberals hate science as much as they hate the Word of God. And so you answer them, you want to start by just showing them how unscientific their view is. Then fine, go find an ultrasound video. It's like a window to the womb, and you can see that baby in there. You can actually also see abortions being done under an ultrasound where you see the baby fighting. It's squirming in pain. It's horrible. It's barbaric. It's Nazi-like, and it's satanic. And it's not your body. It's a baby. Scripture says in Jeremiah 1:5, when God called the prophet Jeremiah, he said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And that says he knew Jeremiah before he even put him in the womb. But he said, in the womb he formed thee. He wasn't his mom's body. Jeremiah was in his mom's body. Every baby that's ever existed was in its mother's body and is not their mother's body. My body, my choice is a lie. And that's the answer to that. Also, because it's murder, there's a payday coming. Keep that in mind. Back in Genesis 4, Cain slew Abel. And then chapter 4, verse 10, God says to Cain that your brother's blood crieth out from the ground. Think of that. The implications of how many millions of babies just in the United States of America whose blood is crying out. For what? For vengeance. For justice. You social justice warriors out there, you better hope there's no God, because there is a God. And when payday comes, I believe there's going to be bloodshed across the earth in the Great Tribulation period. And one major reason is to pay for the bloodshed of the innocent babies being aborted, murdered. And, of course, Hebrews 11:4 says that Abel, about him, it says, but he being dead yet speaketh. I believe these babies being murdered, though they're dead, they still speak. Sadly, especially women who don't turn to Jesus Christ for forgiveness, it drives them crazy. Why are there so many women on psych meds and committing suicide and getting hooked on recreational drugs, as they're called, and committing or just ODing and all that sort of thing? Abortion is a huge reason. The blood of those babies cry out to God, and those babies being dead yet speaketh. And it weighs on the conscience of all involved in such abortions. That's why we go out and preach the gospel. Jesus died for our sins, was buried and rose again. He shed his blood, and your sins can be washed if you will repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Then is when this abortion thing becomes important. As a Christian, you should then stand against it. Acts 26:20 says that Paul showed first unto Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent toward God and do works meet for repentance. Get yourself right with God, get saved, and then stand boldly against wickedness, including the murder of unborn children. It's not your body, not your choice.